Dr. Stephanie Lemon. She's an associate professor of medicine at the University of Massachusetts Medical School. She serves as a director of the UMass Worcester. Sorry about that. Prevention Research Center and co-director of the community engagement for the UMass Center for Clinical and Translational Science. Her work focuses on applied public health approaches to address the obesity epidemic, with particular expertise in implementation science and social and built environment policy approaches.
In this talk, I'll be shifting gears a little bit from the school to the local government environment as we think about physical activity policy. This is the descriptive results of a survey that we did about a year ago with municipal officials in 8 states. I'd first like to acknowledge my co-authors. There are too many here to list them all, but they're colleagues from across the country. I have no financial relationships to disclose. I'd like to acknowledge that this work is funded by the Prevention Research Center of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and in particular through the Physical Activity Policy Research Network of the PRC program. With respect to background and introduction, I'm making the assumption that most of the folks in the room here have an understanding that there's been evidence that supports that the built environment or characteristics of the built environment impact physical activity, including people's opportunities and abilities as well as their actual behaviors with respect to physical activity. It's become fairly widely recommended that built environment improvements are a sustainable approach for promoting physical activity in communities and for improving physical public health. Built environment policy is shaped in many ways at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. A lot of it actually happens at the local or the municipal level, with individual communities setting policies and shaping their own built environment. And public health recommendations emphasize that policy change at the local or municipal level is really essential to improve our built environments. And it recognizes, in addition, that the policy process is complex and involves several positions and departments within local government that includes both elected officials and officials representing appointed departments such as transportation, planning, parks and recreation, and relevant to this conference, public health. Despite this literature that there's a real important role for local government to play in shaping the built environment and that the built environment affects physical activity, there's really not a lot of literature that helps us think about how we do that. And this study attempts to be a first step towards that process. In particular, we're really interested in trying to understand what local public health's role is in shaping built environment policy. And to date, there has been little literature that describes how local public health is involved in built environment policy change, factors that impact public health involvement in this process, as well as differences and similarities between local public health and other municipal officials on these factors. So this study is very descriptive, and our goals are to compare local public health officials with those in other municipal departments with respect to 7 key things: relevance of physical activity to their job responsibilities, the perceptions of resident support for physical activity initiatives, knowledge of the association between the built environment and physical activity, beliefs about whether physical activity is and should be considered in built environment policies, barriers to built environment policy or perceptions of barriers, and participation in physical activity coalitions and partnerships, and lastly, actual participation in built environment policy initiatives. In this study, we targeted elected and appointed officials from 94 cities with 50,000 residents or more in 8 states. The 8 states were selected because they are the states in which my colleagues are located, and this was determined by the 2010 census. We targeted elected officials, including mayors and municipal legislators. We also targeted appointed officials, including city and town managers, department heads of planning, community development, economic development, public works, transportation, engineering, parks and recreation, neighborhood services, and public health. And because public health departments are often at the county level in certain parts of the country, for cities with no municipal department of public health, we also targeted county officials. Our study was a web-based cross-sectional survey. We identified potential participants through the Municipal Yellow Book, which is a proprietary, basically like the Yellow Pages, that lists government officials. And we also supplemented this with municipal website information. We first sought people through personalized emails that were sent through the state in which the university in which the state was located. And non-responders received a standardized protocol of email reminders and up to 3 phone call reminders. We initially invited 1,773 people, and we had 461 people participate from 83 municipalities. We excluded 8 people who reported multiple departments for this particular analysis because we're interested in department comparisons. And the response rates varied with a low of 12% here in our home state of Massachusetts to almost 40% in North Carolina. So there was wide variability in response. The survey itself went through a long developmental process that included key informant interviews with people who represented the departments you were interested in, a comprehensive literature review, investigator consensus. We have a really well-qualified team to help put this together. We then did cognitive interviews for relevance and comprehension with a small sample, and we did usability testing in our web-based protocol. The final survey, which was guided by diffusion of innovation theory, included 43 items, and we also assessed participant characteristics, including gender, ethnicity, education, and political ideology. Our sample of 453 people is described here. I think similar to what we see in terms of municipal government employees, the sample was largely male and largely white. 60% had a college degree or higher. With respect to social, political affiliation, there was a range of liberal, moderate, and conservative individuals. With respect to fiscal issues, our participants skewed towards identifying as being more conservative. With respect to participant job or position, we went through a process of coming up with a single mutually exclusive variable to define our population. Public health was the smallest segment of our sample, which probably isn't surprising given that they're typically small departments. We have planning, transportation and public works, community and economic development, parks and recreation, mayor, city managers, and then the largest part of our sample are municipal legislators. I'd like to take a minute now just to orient you to this slide because many of my slides look like this. Our analysis here is purely descriptive. Along the y-axis, you have the scale of the actual question that was asked. The questions that we asked either used a 0 to 4 or a 0 to 3 scale, and all of the slides are to scale. And then on the y-axis, we have our total as well as the individual departments. And the first question asked people to rate the importance of physical activity to their day-to-day job responsibilities. And there's a fairly significant difference between public health's rating of this item and the other departments, with the exception of parks and recreation, with public health officials perceiving physical activity as being a really important part of their day-to-day responsibilities in their job. This slide asks a similar question, asking people to rate the importance in their current position to help create an environment where people can be physically active. The results are similar, with public health and parks and recreation people scoring much higher on average than people in other departments or positions. The next slide asks about resident support of local government action to address physical activity. Here, our public health folks are sort of in the middle towards the lower end. There was not a lot of range here, but for the most part, they look fairly similar to everybody else. Even though the p-value is statistically significant, that's not necessarily for public health. Overall, with respect to people's belief that community design and layout affects physical activity, overall, all groups rated this fairly high, and there were no differences between public health or any of the departments at all. The next question asks participants to rate the extent to which they believe physical activity is currently considered in community design and layout in their community. And here we see interesting differences, with public health really falling on the low end. Public health officials, for the most part, did not believe that physical activity is considered in community design and layout. And the elected officials actually ranked highest here. Our municipal legislators and mayors and city managers were much higher. With respect to the extent to which physical activity should be considered community design and layout, again, our parks and recreation and public health officials are much higher, but overall, I think that this is a fairly positively rated item. The next set of questions asks about barriers to consideration of physical activity in community design and layout, and the first barrier that we asked about was limited staff in your department, and this was rated much higher by our public health officials than people in other departments. The second barrier we asked about was opposition from business and whether that prevents community consideration of physical activity in community design and layout. And there really were not a lot of major differences, with public health being a little bit on the high end, but nothing particularly interesting happening. And same with the next question, which asks about opposition from residents as a barrier to consideration of physical activity in community design and layout. The fourth barrier that we asked about was lack of collaboration and whether lack of collaboration prevents consideration of physical activity in community design and layout. And here, public health really stands out, perceiving it to be a much higher barrier than individuals in other departments. And public health officials were also more likely to think that lack of political will is a barrier to consideration of physical activity in community design and layout. Our next question asks specifically about whether or not the individual participates in a physical activity partnership and coalition. These types of coalitions and groups are gaining momentum across the country, and public health, almost 80% belong to such a coalition. And there was a range across departments with a low of 30% about for people in transportation, and it sort of varied quite a bit. Parks and Recreation was also well represented in these kinds of groups. The next three questions ask specifically about actually participating in specific types of policies. And we have questions that are fairly general. We asked about the whole policy process in a single question, but really we're just trying to get at, have you had any involvement in any part of this process? And our first question was specific to land use policy to increase mixed-use density, street connectivity, or pedestrian or bicycle access. And here, public health really is quite low. Less than 30% of our public health officials had participated in this kind of a policy process. And the high, maybe not surprisingly, is for planning, where everybody in the group had participated in this. And there's a wide range of participation, but public health here is drastically lower than the other groups. And we have done multivariate analyses for these policy participation variables, and the relationships that I'm showing you are consistent when adjusted for a lot of different confounders. The second type of policy that we asked about is transportation or public works policy to increase pedestrian or bicycle safety or accommodation. Again, public health is considerably lower than all of the other departments. A little bit higher than the first policy that we looked at, but still only about 40% had been involved. Our last type of policy that we asked about was parks and recreation policy to increase public access. Here, public health isn't quite the lowest. Transportation colleagues are the lowest there, but still only about 25% of public health officials had participated in parks and recreation policy, and not surprisingly, people from parks and recreation departments were the highest here. So this study has some considerable limitations. It only includes 8 states. We had a low response rate that is fairly typical of web-based surveys and the kind of methodology that we used, and non-respondents may be systematically different than respondents, so there may be differential bias. The analysis presented here is entirely descriptive and cross-sectional, although we have done multivariate analysis on the last 3 data points that I showed you. And of course, the potential for social desirability bias is very real. That said, to briefly summarize the conclusions, compared to other municipal officials, public health officials report greater importance of physical activity in their day-to-day responsibilities, less belief that physical activity is actually considered in built environment policy, and similar beliefs that it should be considered in policy. Public health officials also report greater perception of lack of staff, lack of collaboration, and lack of political will as barriers. They report greater actual participation in coalitions, but much less participation or experience actually in the policy process. Okay, so the last slide is my implications very quickly. Public health involvement in built environment policy to promote physical activity can definitely be improved. Strategies to increase public health officials' involvement need to be prioritized by municipalities, and there are a range of ways that we can approach this, including things like performance measurement, professional development, et cetera, to help our public health officials become better integrated into the policy process. Sorry. Thank you. Questions? Oh. Happy to start. Questions?
Mm-hmm. We develop model policies on land use and built environment for public health agencies, mm-hmm. funded by Robert Wood Johnson, CDC, to do this. And I'm so dismayed mm-hmm. at your low numbers of public health participation. And maybe we, our work is in an echo chamber. We're talking with just the people who are mm-hmm. doing this. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like communities all over the country and health departments all over the country are interested in this.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to actually Karen, my sort of more government colleague, to chime in. But I think that one of the things that we see is that there's a difference between being in a coalition and a partnership and advocating and being part of a large group and actually being at the table and writing the policy and having input into the policy.
All process, no outcome.
Yeah, so I think that they're potentially two different processes that aren't always aligned with each other and that they could definitely be better aligned. Karen, do you have anything to add to that?
Just that I think that there is, it really hasn't filtered down from the interest at the national level, whether it's Robert Johnson or federal government saying this is the way it needs to be, but an understanding it does take time for public health people to learn transportation policy processes and land use processes, and there's such variability among the states, among the regions of the United States, among the states, and then all the way down to that local level. It was disturbing to see the mm-hmm.
Other questions?
What was the response rate?
It was low. Was the response rate lower among public health officials? I don't think so. We looked at that very early on. I think it was fairly similar. Nothing major. I mean, because that's a very fair question. Of the potential for bias in a study like this is that the other departments, the people who are preaching to the choir, are the ones who say yes, and public health officials maybe are the ones who say, you know, we're going to do this survey because it's public health and we have to. But we didn't have that kind of differential response across position, but yes, the results need to have a caveat. That response rate was definitely low.
I'm surprised by that. I guess public health people would mm-hmm. have been more mm-hmm. forthcoming.
The numbers were a little bit higher, but not hugely higher. I mean, I think that they're also overworked and understaffed, and you know, don't have time to do things like this survey, like all groups do.
Yes.
There was nothing systematic about it. We had a group of, through the Physical Activity Policy Research Network, we had eight universities participating, and they all worked in their own state. So we did have representation from across the country. All parts of the country were represented, but it wasn't random. They weren't selected for any particular reason. But we did have wide variability. I think we had Massachusetts, West Virginia, Missouri, Georgia, I'm lapsing, but from all over the place. Colorado was included. Yes.
If you looked at the states separately, did you find that the states that have more legislative support for mm-hmm. enacting legislation to increase the built environment, did you have more public health support and action?
We haven't looked at that yet. We haven't looked at that. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could potentially look at that, state level differences, state support, I guess. Anything else? Thank you.
All right, thank you.